It's Deja Vu in Lebanon. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This time last year, protesters shut down Beirut because they wanted to put an end to government corruption. Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri resigned, and it took months to find his replacement. Fast forward to Thursday, and Hariri is back in the same role as before. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says Lebanon is a mess and the clock is ticking.
The latest date that France gave Lebanon to correct things was December 1st. I think the heart is there to change. People in Lebanon are praying that it changes. But you're taking a 200 million pound tanker in the middle of the ocean and trying to do a 180.
The good news? God is still moving in Lebanon and you can join him. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And World Missionary Press is ramping up a new program called Blessings for Brazil. It'll continue for 3 months to try to match a $110,000 grant with the goal of sending 3 containers of gospel material to Brazil. And one partner shared that the timing is perfect because lately they've seen a greater openness to the gospel. Prospects are exciting, but the project is huge. World Missionary Press's Helen Williams asks for prayer and support.
I think we want to pray for those open hearts to receive the word and for a harvest. We don't want to just pour material in just to say, look what we did. We got a lot of material. We got 6-7 million pieces into Brazil. We want to see God's direction and his spirit move and see a harvest.
Ask God to prepare open hearts and minds for the gospel and pray for provision. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the faith and to be the voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.